Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to betterhelp.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
If I were you, I'd ask what to do. The best advice out there is yielding you. I've got a sticky situation. It's quite a conundrum, if you will. I've got some people out there who help me, and they're kind of chill. So I listen to Jake and Amir, Vance and the Pinch, Nathan, Dylan, Josh, and Shmuel. So email them in, and they will help you at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.
That was soothing.
All we are is dust in the wind.
It's actually pretty fitting.
How so?
We are dust in the wind of ourselves today.
How? Oh, because we're unemployed.
Yeah, we're dead to the world, dead to society, dead to my parents.
Your parents said that you were dead to them?
I'm dead to rights.
What does that mean?
Dead on arrival.
DOA.
Death becomes me.
That was their band or a duo named D. Jamulja or Jamulja.
Oh, what a bad name. I'm sorry. Like, how does anybody find them?
Yeah, it's tough. It's D apostrophe J A M O U L J A H.
That's in. Change your name. I loved the song. That's insane.
You should stop being creative when you come up with your name.
I stopped. I don't even know how to say it now.
Yeah.
D Jamulja?
It's over.
And the plain white tees have the perfect name.
Because
the Strokes.
Yeah.
Jack White.
That's the perfect name.
Drake.
Can I recommend just their first names? Like if it's like Adam and Sarah, that would be a good name.
Adam and Sarah sounds really nice.
But what about like another name that's not just that plain?
Oh, you know
ordinary?
What? I have a good band name for a while now, and I'll give it to these guys.
Okay.
Hot Hands. Say something.
I'm giving up on you.
Hot Hands is a great name.
Yeah, it's easy to say.
And it's like a fun game, and it sounds kind of sexy.
Oh, yeah, Hot Hands. So, Jamulja, you're welcome.
the artist formerly known as Jamulja.
Yeah, now Hot Hands. Thanks for writing that song and performing it and recording it and sending it to us.
Definitely. I appreciate it. I'm sorry I made fun of your name so bad.
But it just happens to be not a good name.
This is constructive criticism.
We'll tell you like it is.
Yeah.
We really will. We're the Randy Jacksons of podcasts.
I'm going to give it to you straight, dog.
Yeah.
Randy Jackson.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Jake.
We're done with our web series. This is now our job full time.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing it for an hour today.
Yeah, and then we can just sort of chill.
Yikes.
We've earned it.
I guess.
We've done 8 years of episodes, and now that's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah, wow.
So any ideas you got, any funny jokes that you think of, throw them away. There's no outlet for it.
Are you talking to me now?
I'm talking to myself in a mirror. No, this isn't the end, you guys. That's crazy. We're still going to make stuff.
We still live together.
Think of it as the first... You like a musical artist. And after you listen to their album, their first album, are you like, all right, they're done now. They're dead. No, they then make a second album.
And it's usually not as good as the first
exactly.
album.
Exactly.
And then they make another album, yeah. and it's usually even worse than the second
album.
Yeah,
they're like, what happened here? They totally changed what I yeah. loved about the first album.
And then they break up for a while.
Yeah. But
then they do a reunion tour
where they
with
play
all their
the
greatest hits.
So our next web series will be not as good as the first.
Mm-hmm.
The third one will just be like a 2-hour dramatic movie.
Some kind of weird experimental shit that everyone will reject.
Yeah. And then we'll just go on tour as 43-year-olds who do like Jake and Amir stuff again.
Perfect.
So you guys have all that to look forward to. And thankfully, you guys are still listening to this. So there's still content being made. Update on the podcast front. We left our podcast network too.
Wow, we're quitting
everything. Yeah, we left College Humor and Podcast One at the same, basically the same week. We also left our house that week.
Oh wow!
So we became unemployed. We joined a different, or we left our podcast network and we changed houses all in the same like 4 days.
Would you say these are upgrades or downgrades?
All of them are down. Way, way, way down.
Way down. I feel stressed.
Cursed. Oh, nice. Yeah. Sorry. Stressed is better. Oh, what do you think about this for a parody song? I sang it the other day. This is perfect for my Weird Al cover band that I'm now joining because I don't have a job.
All right.
I'm way underdressed.
Oh,
so it's like Weird Al walking around, or sorry, me walking around, and I'm like at a black tie gala. And I'm wearing like, I'm dressed like a rapper. So a baggy tee and some jeans with black boots. I'm way underdressed.
What are all the verses?
How does the real one go? Look at my life, man. That's lessons on lessons on lessons.
Yeah.
So what rhymes with lessons?
I guess like you spill a lot of different salad dressings and stuff on your tie or on your shirt. So
look at my tie, man. That's dressings on dressings. This is great. I'm so glad we don't have to make internet videos anymore. We can focus on the real shit.
Right. So we're already describing our second worst project.
Yeah. I'm way underdressed. So what does it mean to leave Podcast One? If you're listening to the show, I don't think it should change anything. Unless you were listening specifically on a Podcast One app or the Podcast One site. We're now hosting all of our episodes on Spreaker.com. Thank you to Spreaker.com for housing us, taking us in when we were people without an island,
when
a nation.
We were homeless.
Yeah, we were distressed people. And Spreaker.com, which is like speaker but with an R.
We were refugees of ourselves.
Said, you guys should check us out. We'll upload all your episodes automatically. We have a cool back end. And I've been using them, and they're great. Very clean, very like modernized way to host sound files. So whether you're a podcaster yourself looking for a host or a musician looking for a place to put your music, Spreaker.com is great for us so far.
Cool.
Highly recommend. And they also have an app, an Android app and an iPhone app. You can listen to the episodes on there, or we have a Spreaker page. But if you're listening with like how you usually do, which is like a podcast app on your phone or through iTunes, nothing should have changed.
Or on our website.
Yeah. Or you can always find the episodes on if I were you show.com. So if you just keep listening, that would be helpful.
That would be good for us.
Especially because now we have to sell our own ads again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to, like, it's no longer like on somebody else to make sure shit performs. It's like we have to go out and actively find advertisers and show them that our fans listen to the show. So I guess
in the coming months when we ask you to buy things, really, really try to do it.
Just really focus on that. At the very least, visiting the website is a great start. You know what else is a great start? Subscribing to our show on iTunes. That's incredibly helpful.
Oh, okay.
A lot of our podcast fans don't necessarily listen to other podcasts, so they like just listen to it streaming on their computer, and our iTunes rank is not as high as our viewership reflects.
Interesting.
So if you're near a computer, it would really be helpful if you go to the iTunes store and click on the subscribe button on our podcast, because that really helps our rank and it shows advertisers that we're as legit as we are, and that'll be very helpful as well. And like leaving a review and stuff like
that. We're really begging for it.
Yeah. Well, we never actually mentioned it before, but now it's actually crucial because we're the ones responsible for it. So reviews and subscriptions help a lot. If you did want to go that extra mile.
Desperate much, Blumenfeld?
I need health insurance.
Oh, I actually, yeah, I need that too.
Yeah, so every little bit helps. All right, so how does this show work? People are in difficult places in their lives.
Much like us.
Yeah, and they're in need of advice, and they'll email us to ifireyoushow@gmail.com, and then we read these emails and try to advise these people. Sometimes it's just us, and today that's the case too.
Well, Kobe's always here.
Yeah, he just hasn't said anything yet. Ugh. All right, do you have a name for a... let's see if this is a guy or girl. Ooh, this is a girl. A female name. These are real emails from real people. We're going to give them fake names to preserve their anonymity.
Right.
How about names like... Desica or Famantha.
Oh, so it's like traditional names that you sort of
tweak a little bit.
Okay. Rashly.
You added an R. You didn't just change the A. But I do like Rashly.
Thank you.
Did you rashly come up with it?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Ready? Big fan of the show and the podcast. I'm coming to you, Roaches, for some legit advice. I'm a young girl, and my friend is the same age. He regularly reblogs pictures of girls' butts and tits and whatnot on his Tumblr. I had recently taken a more than taupe picture of my own ass, in underwear if it matters, and after several filters and cropping it, thought it looked quite decent. I wanted to get his opinion before I sent it to this guy I have a thing with. Obviously, this was a dumb choice looking back, but I genuinely wanted to see if he could tell it was me. Well, he's a teenage boy, so of course his natural response was to want me send me some of his own nudes. Being the gentleman he is, he asked if I would critique his junk. I immediately rejected that, but he kept insisting that I give him advice on his nudes, whatever the hell that means. I then got a Snapchat notification, and not believing that he really did it, I opened it. I was face to face with his kid's wormy dick. I have absolutely no idea what to do now because the icing on this turd cake is that he has a girlfriend. I know I have to tell her all this shit he's been messaging me about wanting to fuck, and now this Snapchat, but I don't know how to approach it. I want to make it anonymous, but how? If I show her the messages, she might show it to him, and then our friendship is ruined. He keeps saying he wants to break up with her, so should I just wait a bit? Any advice is much needed from you coy divas. Thanks a lot. Love. Rashly.
Don't do anything rashly.
Yeah, nice. So, what do you think she should do? Well, she sent this guy a picture of her butt.
So she can't exactly tell on him, right?
Right, because she's a little bit...
She's involved in the illicit behavior.
Whether she wanted to or not, she sort of started it.
Right, she shouldn't have sent him a picture, like...
That's a flirtatious move, I fear.
Right.
So, what can she do now? Do you tell?
I don't think you have to tell. I don't think it's necessarily her. Like, why does she want to tattle? Why does she want to tell?
Because she's
not friends with the girl. She's friends with the guy.
Yeah, she's friends with the guy.
She doesn't even know the girl.
It seems like the allegiance should be with her friend, right?
Well, it seems like there should just be no allegiance. Like, you aren't some kind of vigilante superhero that gets to, like, break up their relationship. I recognize that his behavior is bad, but yeah. She was involved in it.
And how would she possibly do it anonymously? It's like, oh, I got this picture of a dick that you sent to Rashly, but I got it anonymously, yeah. So you can't get mad at Rashly.
I guess the thing to do is she says she's friends with this guy, like, to the point where she doesn't want to mess up their friendship, so she should tell this guy that he should break up, just advise, talk to him instead of the girlfriend. I feel like the advice should always be, like, don't tell the person who's going to angrily dump somebody, and, like, you would advise the person, the cheaty, to
not the cheater.
The cheater is the person that did the cheating.
Yeah.
So you advise the cheater, not the cheatee. So you tell the cheater what you've done is bad.
Yeah.
Think about it. And now what do you think is the best course of action? And they are the ones that should break up. Not
so you don't go behind this guy's back and say to this girl, hey, this guy sent me photos.
Yeah, because that causes a war, and there doesn't need to be a war. There just needs to be a calm discussion. There needs to be a breakup. But then, like, maybe the person, there shouldn't be some, I don't know. It seems weird to light the fire of an explosive and walk away.
Right. Is this cheating? Sending someone a DP?
I don't think so.
This is less than cheating.
Yes, definitely.
So,
but if he's saying, like, I want to fuck you and stuff like that, and I want to break up with the girlfriend, then he should. I don't think that the dick pic alone is, like, too much. But I think that that combined with them talking about fucking and him saying that he wants to break up with this girl, I mean, that they should break up.
But is there, like, maybe there's a maybe there's a woman code, like, oh, this guy tried to cheat on his girl with me. I'm a girl. I got to let this other girl know, like, we're girls in this together. We got to alert girls of other terrible guys.
I guess I understand that. But then at that point, why don't you just tell the guy, like, I'm going to tell your girlfriend that you tried to cheat on her unless you do. That seems weird. I don't know. I don't like that either.
Well, that's pretty good. It's like, if you don't tell her, I will.
But then it's like blackmail. I feel like somebody gets murdered.
Someone has to get murdered for that. This is a real, real tough one, I would say. Because then she also sent her the butt picture. So yeah. It's like, I sent your boy, you won't believe this girl too. I sent your boyfriend a picture of my ass just to, you know, see if he would liked think it was my ass. And he sent me a picture of his dick back. Can you believe that ass?
Yeah.
She would get mad at you for sending the butt pic.
Right. I don't think his transgressions were so deplorable that you need to tell his girlfriend.
But
I think that she was involved in this situation. And if she's not ready to take the same heat, like, she's trying to do this anonymously, it's entrapment.
Yeah. Another illegal thing. So you would say talk to the dude or not even? Or
my advice is to remove yourself from this situation.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, I don't think anything so bad happened that she needs to, like, be a whistleblower. But if anything, if you really feel like it's your moral obligation to be involved, talk to the guy. Like, advise him in a warm way if you can to, like, get out of this relationship that he's not invested in, that he's not treating fairly.
Right. Her allegiance should be with the dude because that's her friend. If she was friends with the girl and the guy sent her a dick pic, you think she should say, tell her friend?
Yeah, I guess that if she was friends with the girl and this dude sent her a dick pic she didn't want, I could see her saying something to the girl. But then, I mean, not necessarily if she sent the ass pic, because then you're having to tell your friend that you sent your boyfriend a picture of your butt.
Oh, that's why you're saying it's entrapment. She got him riled up and horny. Yeah, she put some horny juice
on him. He's not accountable for what happens.
You don't realize my ass was an aphrodisiac.
I would never, I mean... Also, sending a dick pic is just not something that would, like, turn me on.
As a girl or a guy?
A guy. I would, like, he's like, please let me send you a picture of my dick. That's so intense.
But I think he wanted to, like, escalate it. Like, you send me a picture of your butt, I'll send you a picture of my D, and then maybe you send me more photos back.
Right.
He was hoping for more back. Why did she send him a picture of her butt?
She said she wanted to see if he knew that it was him or if he knew that it was her.
Do you think that's actually how naive she was about it?
I don't know. She wrote the email to, like, it seems like if she was not naive, she would tell us in the email. Right, she does seem very, very naive.
But she was like, ooh, oops, I guess I shouldn't have done that, because then I think he took that the wrong way.
Right.
Mm. But I also don't want to blame her for getting a DP, a dick pic.
Right, because she also didn't specifically say the rest of their conversation. Like, he said, can I send you a dick pic? And she said no. And then he said... And then he, like, pressed further, like, please let me. And then she didn't say what she said back. And then he sent her a Snapchat.
You know, she's almost like a female John Wolfe. This is kind of like Jan Wolfe. Jan Wolfe actually sends butt pictures to guys in relationships. And for the few that respond with dick pictures, she then turns around and tells their girlfriends about it.
Wow.
So that's a classic...
John and Jan Wolfe, the brother-sister duo.
They're also married. They don't care about rules or laws. So if I were you, what would you do? Not do anything about it?
Remove myself from the situation.
Just go away.
There's no need for her to be it. Like, why does anybody want to be in the middle of another couple's breakup?
Yeah, breakups are the worst part of relationships. Yeah. You don't want to have that on your conscience and then not even be in a relationship.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of like the equivalent. She's like in a smoking house.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'll find the fire. You don't need to. You're not a firefighter. Just get out of the house.
She also brought matches to this house.
Yeah. She's like wandering around looking for the fire with a can of gasoline.
Like attached to a carabiner in her back pocket. She's a dangling around a canteen
of
gasoline.
Can I be helpful here? No. Go away.
Shoo you. All right, that's it. Thank you, Jan Wolfe, for writing in. Or no, what do we call her? Rashley. All right, next question. We need a guy's name.
Okay. Not a problem.
It's easy, actually.
All right, you do it.
Nen.
Like Ben.
Nenjamin. Nen writes, I'm an 18-year-old college student from England, so I started to date this bitch from my school, and things have been going perfect. She's funny, but doesn't try to steal my friends, and rest assured, she's a goddamn 10-pence piece. The only problem is her dad. Ever since I turned 18, he keeps inviting me to go partying with him. This wouldn't usually be an issue because I like to party, and I don't mean to brag, but people usually think I'm pretty cool because I do weed and I like to rap. However, I want to impress this guy because I can't afford to end my stay in Boner Town. The only way I can think to do this is by showing him I'm not afraid of drugs and stuff, and that I can bring home hot girls. Obviously, this isn't an option because of his daughter, right? I don't want to look like a complete pussy in front of him because I had to be taken home the last two times we partied together, so he thinks I don't know how to drink. Should I do weed with her dad so he respects me, or just ditch this bee and seize that fishy cheese elsewhere? Nen.
God, Nen sucks in so many ways.
He's a cool partier. He does weed and likes to rap. He can't bring
home... People think I'm cool because I do weed and I like to rap.
He can't bring home a chick to prove to her daughter's father that he's a pimp because of his daughter, right? Question mark?
Dot, dot, dot.
Also, the last two times they partied...
Or can I?
Also, the last two times they party, he had to be taken home. So the dad already thinks he's a pussy who can't drink.
Right. So the only way to save this, because you're currently a lightweight,
is to be a lightweight
who cheats on his daughter and offers him illegal drugs and raps. You want to make yourself slightly better. That would be making yourself like 10 times worse.
Yeah. It's partying with your girlfriend's dad is a weird situation. You don't want to go down that rabbit hole. Whatever happened to the good old days where a guy would just take you hunting? I would hunt with my girlfriend's old man.
Right. You actually shot your girlfriend's old man in the leg.
I thought he was a bison.
You challenged him to a duel.
We both lost. Has that ever happened? A duel where both people just died?
I bet.
Probably, right? Because once you get shot, you don't just like... You can still shoot.
Yeah. And then I'm sure it happened a lot.
That would be so sad. they challenge each other to a duel, and they both just got shot in the head instantly. Both in the brain. It has to be so identical.
It's funny if you're watching like the one guy fall and you're like, yes! And then you turn and you're like, no, damn it.
Turn to what? Oh, like if you're a spectator. If you're a spectator,
yeah. There are spectators at duels, right?
I hope so. I thought you were saying like it'd be worse to be in that duel. You shot him, you're like, yes! And then you look down at the hole in your chest and you're like, no!
God damn it.
Now I'm dead too. This duel wasn't worth it.
I actually heard that a lot of duels ended in draws because people would shoot at the sky. And that was like sort of like your way of bailing out.
Oh, that'd be funny if one guy did that and the other one didn't. I think we had a deal.
That happened too.
Or one guy just turns around and shoots his own head. Right, like a suicide duel.
Walking away.
Has there ever been a duel? Yeah, they turn around and then they both shoot each other in the head.
Interesting. There must have been like some cowardly duels as they're like taking the paces. Some guy just turns around and shoots them.
Yeah, why not?
The stakes are so high.
Yeah, I would cheat at a duel. Like, what's the worst that can happen? Survive?
You would probably get, I don't know, like the old vigilante laws, but I bet you would get hanged for that.
How do you not rush it? Like, when you're in the duel, like, all right, but take 5 normal steps. Don't do it a little bit fast because then you'll kill me.
Well, I think there must have been a referee or something that's like, 1, 2, 3. Turn it like, God.
Wait, 1, 2, 3, turn, or we turn on
like
three?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, but you're
best 2 out of 3 with the duel.
All right, so you shot me once. Let's back to 1, 2. Oh,
got me again. All right,
fuck this. Is it too late to say double or nothing?
Best of 5. Come on,
I'm begging you. Coughing blood. So should this guy be in a duel? I forgot how we got here.
Well, I think it might, like, I feel like he's wrong. He just feels lame, but the dad probably, he gets a kick out of, like, sending this kid home. He's like, oh, this 18-year-old can't handle his liquor. That's, like, why he wants to take you out.
Right, maybe he's trying to try to be cool in front of you.
Yeah.
Because you're the youngster.
And I think the only thing you can really do to get him to like you is not to like one-up him. No dad wants to be one-upped.
You're down to just weed and rap.
Yeah, you're not.
You're two strong suits.
You're too young to be equals is what I, like, just don't do weed, don't do rap, don't do the cheating on his, his daughter.
All your options are bad.
Trying to get him to have an affair with with a young girl.
I want to prove to him that his daughter's dating a pimp, so I feel like I have to take down a chick.
His major fear is that his daughter is dating a pimp. He would love that his daughter is dating a lightweight who doesn't know how to drink.
Right. You're doing it right accidentally so far. So just be respectful and nice. Continue to be sent home in a car because you can't handle your alcohol.
I almost said be yourself, but definitely don't do that.
Yeah, because the way you are isn't good. Be better, you. Be a better you, starting today.
Your stay in Boner Town is undeserved.
Yeah, but as long as you're there, they won't kick you out unless you don't fuck up. So we highly recommend not fucking up. Ditch this. Oh yeah, and don't ditch this bee and seize that fishy cheese elsewhere either. appreciate what you have. All right, let's take a break.
Breather.
And we'll be right back with more of this.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Kind of a Man, Axe Darkstone, and Big Tuna are the last three people that left us good reviews on our iTunes store.
Oh, Kind of a Man is a pretty good username.
Yeah, it's like very self-deprecating.
And what was the other one?
Axe Darkstone.
That's also really cool.
Yeah, and then Big_Tuna, which is fine. So if you do subscribe and leave
the Office reference.
Yeah, which is good.
At Helms.
Shout out. If you do subscribe and leave a review, well, thank you. So thank you to the latest three who have done that. How are you feeling now that you don't have to do any Jake and Amir stuff anymore? Fine, right?
Yeah, it feels fine.
Yeah, because we released an episode yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The weird thing will be next Tuesday when we don't.
I don't know if that will be weird either.
Oh, how about the Tuesday after that?
I don't know.
The third Tuesday from today?
That's when it'll hit me.
Yeah, and then the fourth one I'll be back to fine.
Doesn't it feel like it ended a while ago?
Because we already finished shooting a while ago.
We finished shooting them. So yeah, it's been 2 months.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
It's already hit me.
It hit me that day. That day that we wrapped.
That was the time where it hit you the most.
I think that was where it hit me the most. And then also when we were editing the credits.
Right.
It hit me a lot, like watching old outtakes and stuff. And I was just like thinking about the old offices.
Right.
That was really neat.
It was fun yesterday. We were watching old videos on Periscope.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Periscope. You guys should get into that. Or at the very least, watch it when we do it. It's a live video stream.
Yeah. Remember when we used to live stream? Like we would do every time we had like a big announcement.
Yeah. We would do like a Ustream.
And it was so, it was such like an intense project. We would like announce it the day of and promote it all day, and then right. We would start and it wouldn't work.
Yeah,
it was really and you'd just like be reading Twitter and refreshing. I don't know, it was always like freezing and breaking. Now we just like pull it up and launch it in a second.
Mm-hmm.
The tweets show up on the screen.
Yeah, it's pretty convenient.
It's really nice.
And we tweet when we do it, so if you follow us on Twitter, that twitter.com/JakeandAmir. And I think it saves it for a day, so you can watch it for the next day, too. It was just us live streaming on our phone, watching old videos that I had completely forgotten about.
Yeah, we were just like, people were suggesting videos for us to watch, and yeah. We'd watch them and give commentary, but also just like laugh at jokes that we forgot that we made.
Or roll our eyes at jokes that we didn't like anymore.
Yeah.
Like, set me, what was blow, what was the one where I'm yelling? I go into the room and I'm yelling.
Oh, blowing up.
Blowing up. That was really funny. I completely forgot about that.
You answer the phone. You never say hello. You instantly start crying the first time. Then the second time you start screaming, and the third time you start yelling in a different language,
a made up language.
And you, every single time, you end the phone call by saying, "Call me back. Call me back." Why are you getting off the phone?
Why does he have to call you back? You're already talking to him. Also, when do you ever pick up the phone and the first thing you yell is, "No!"
What could have been happening?
It's almost like, hey, only call me if this awful thing is happening. Like, if your parent doesn't make it through surgery, call me.
Yeah, if everything is fine, don't call me.
A weird deal to make with the devil doctor.
How are you feeling?
Fine. We're going to Australia.
Jesus Christ.
No, it's fun. I didn't realize it was fun to read all the commentary about how, like, when the last episode was released, for whatever reason, I thought it would be, like, met with the same amount of, like, feedback as any of our other final episodes or when we were saying we were going to end the show. But we got like a lot of tweets and Facebook messages and posts on our subreddit about how people who either watched back in the day and not anymore, or watched now but not back in the day, or all throughout the 7 years, were like personally affected
eight
by this
years.
Thing. 8 years. Oh yeah, almost exactly 8 years.
It's crazy.
In April of 2007 was when we did the Trustfall, the quick characters one.
Oh wow, that is nuts.
So it's great to read all the feedback from people who have been watching us for 8 long years. I wanted like more celebrities to chime in, actually. Like there wasn't a lot of the people.
That's how you feel.
A lot of the people that like were like, oh, this is great.
They ended up being normals.
Yeah, I would click on their Twitter account and they would have like whatever the fuck 400 Twitter followers or something.
It's not bad.
But a lot, that's fine. But like a lot of like this, I wanted like, I don't know. Is this, I feel like this is shallow to say, but I wanted like a millionaire to say this is good.
It is shallow to say. It's good that you feel like that. You should sometimes feel like that so much that you don't say it.
I wanted rich and like famouses to say like,
I wanted Elon Musk.
I really
to just
wanted
mention me.
Elon Musk or Eli Manning to like chime in and be like every they changed
right.
the
or
game.
Ellie Goulding.
Yeah,
just any.
I feel like a lot of the times what people posted that were nice were from our friends. So like yeah. It was like a favor of sorts.
Not a favor. It's just our friend being nice. You want attention from people who aren't your
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, I want famous fans to chime in and be like,
can you do me a favor? The balcony right here?
Uh-huh.
Jump off of it.
What are you talking about?
Just jump off of it.
No way, dude.
You
I'll
won't
hurt
die.
Myself.
Yeah.
I'll break my ankles for
That's
sure.
That's fine.
Watch this. I'm going to do it and land on my side, asshole. My legs are going to be fine.
I broke my hip and dislocated my shoulder. Yeah, bitch.
Yeah, bitch. Just really confident, but sad at the same time.
You also cracked your head.
It was like when I was texting you the other day. We're like, sorry, bitch. I apologize for that, bitch.
What was it? It was like,
I was saying bitch at the end of the sentence a lot.
Right, but I was, we rented your room out.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, where do I park, bitch?
Well, then I'm kind of fucked, bitch. I'm kind of up shit's creek without a paddle, bitch.
And I was like, look at every text you've ever sent me. They all end with bitch. And you're like, I'm sorry, bitch. I really apologize, bitch.
Looking back on it, I don't know how it happened this way, bitch.
I did not mean to offend, bitch. I'm an asshole, bitch.
I feel so, so sorry, bitch. I don't know what I can do to make it up to you, bitch. All right. Australia, Sydney is now an all-ages show.
Fuck yeah, it is.
How's that for progress? Shows in Melbourne and Sydney almost sold out.
Now that Sydney's all-ages, that one's going to tip.
The floodgates are open. Get them while they're not. All the locations and dates are on our website, ifireyoushow.com. We're going to Adelaide, Sydney, Brisbane, Melbourne. Not Melbourne, you dumb American asshole. It's Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Melbourne. Sydney, Adelaide, Perth, Brisbane. We're going to 5 cities in 5 days in June.
Is it 6 days? I think we have a day off.
Oh, thank God. Do you know where it is?
I think it's in between. I think it's in Perth.
We should go to the middle of Australia and see what's what.
The dead middle. Well, we'll never come back.
Yeah. I heard there's just
the outback.
Hundreds of square miles that haven't been touched by a human foot.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I bet there's like a crazy snake there.
Yeah, yeah, it's like 12 inches.
Yeah, I swear there's
a double garden snake.
Isn't it garter?
Oh, really? Cool.
You just believe me. hopefully we'll see you in Australia. All right, you want to answer one last question before we have to go?
Yeah.
We desperately need, actually, another guy's name.
Lom.
Who?
Lom.
What's his full name?
Tom.
Lamas?
Lamas.
Or Lominick.
Oh, it's wonderful. I did Lom because it was Ben and Thomas. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, very good. So I'm 23 years old, writes Lom, and have been dating my GF for more than 5 years. We're both legit 7-cent pieces, and the relationship has been more or less great for 5 years. Minus the occasional minor squabble, we both seem to be pretty much in love. Toda, right? Well, not exactly. I've been out of town for about 2 months working for a company. Where I'm located is about 2 hours close to some pretty cute girls I studied abroad with in Europe back in college, and I've been hanging out and staying with them on the weekends because I don't have any other friends. My girlfriend knows about this and is totally cool with it, which is one of the many reasons I love her. The problem is that I've got some pretty legit chemistry with one of these particular cute study abroad girls, and that has made me unexplainably giggly and excited in the way that only new relationships can. I don't plan to try anything physical, and haven't even so much as masturbated to the thought of this new girl drowning in my cum. I have, however, happily fantasized about smaller, cuter things, such as, you know, spending the day at the park alone, jamming to some chill tunes, etc. Are affairs of the heart equally as bad or even worse than affairs of the cock? Should I tell my GF? Or should I just quit being a pussy and shove it under the carpet? Keep in mind I'm leaving in a month, so I won't even have to see this new girl after that. Something about this whole situation feels wrong to me, but at the same time, I really like this new feeling, so I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think this guy is so much nicer than the weed smoker rapper boy.
Yeah, this guy wants to know if he should tell his girlfriend that he's been having flirtatious thoughts about somebody.
They're really cute ones too, which actually I think it would be very threatening to hear. Like, baby, I've been fantasizing about having a picnic with this girl.
Yeah, no, not that. It's almost absolutely worse.
Definitely.
Yeah, because it's not even just a pure raw sexual thing.
So for sure you're too sweet and you're not going to do anything, so obviously don't tell your girlfriend, you moron.
You fool. You have to be more of an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. This stuff comes up when you're in a relationship for a while. Like, oh, you start to have crushes. The trick is, when do you crush the crush? Because you don't want to, like, some people get that crushy feeling and they like playing with fire. They're like, oh, let me talk to this girl a little more. Oh, I'm just texting her. It's totally innocuous. But just the fact that you're texting her gives you little bursts of micro thrills. Mm-hmm. And then you get bored of that micro thrill and you want a little more. Like, oh, let me like send her a photo of me. That's completely innocuous and fine.
Still legal.
Still legal, still subtle, still glocal, still good. And then things sort, that's how it seems like it escalates from there.
Yeah, yeah. You got to be careful.
You got to cut it off before it gets
having
dangerous.
A crush is very dangerous. But it's also sweet and it's harmless. And you don't need to share your like innocent crushes with your significant other, I don't think.
Yeah, that's a danger.
I think you're allowed to have those. Those are like pure, that's like your pure form of fun.
Do you think that's an indicator of a like something? Like when you're in the beginnings phases of a relationship, you don't really get crushes on other people. Or I should say, I speak for my own self. Like, oh, I have a crush on this person. This is what's exciting.
Yeah, I am the same exact
way. And then that excitement sort of begins to dissipate. And then you're like, oh, now there's this newer person, a newer thing that's even more exciting because she represents something that I found even more recently. And she likes the current version of me the most.
I only like things that are shiny.
Yeah, new.
Unlike my black heart.
My matte black heart.
Matte cracked black heart.
But is that an indication that your relationship is flawed in a way, or is that just going to happen?
I think that's always going to happen. I don't know. Maybe there are some relationships that are like that are as exciting as like the first 2 months. Nothing is like that.
Yeah.
And actually, I heard there's like, I'm going to butcher it because I'm a moron, but there's like actual science behind it where like when you meet somebody,
chemically.
Yeah, chemically, you're. What is it called? Your endorphins are being released. What?
You're happy. Serotonin?
Yes.
Serotonin.
It's like being released into your head. You're like filled with it. Like the same chemicals that are released when you're on Molly, where you just feel like euphoric and happy and connected to everything and life is beautiful and you're singularly focused on one person. And obviously that wears off. But then there's another chemical that comes into your brain, and it's called norepinephrine or something like that.
Which is Tylenol.
Which is norepinephrine.
Norepinephrine's epinephrine pen.
And that's like your attachment and loyalty and dependence on something.
So that starts to give you a different drug.
So it's something that's like something that ensures a relationship lasts long, because even though you're not getting the same serotonin dump that you are,
you're still getting a noradrenaline.
Oh, dopamine. That's what it is. You're not like getting that rush of dopamine from somebody. You have like, you've formed an attachment to them and you feel loyal to them.
The question is your brain the kind of brain that prefers the Nora Ephron epiphany pen, right, or does it prefer the doper?
The Nora Ephron EpiPen.
The Nora Ephron EpiPen.
Or are you a dope, a me?
Yeah. Or are you a dope and mean?
A dope like me.
I don't know. The Chemistry of Cheating is an article I want someone else to write. Ideally is a short documentary that I can watch on YouTube. Yeah, if I can
get cool motion graphics.
Everything I want to learn should be a documentary. Like, I'm not going to read an 8-page article on Robert
Durst.
Not
fair to me.
But I'll fucking watch 6 episodes of The Jinx. Yeah. You do the research, you edit it together, and I'll sit and look at it.
And I'll steal it from my dad's HBO Go account, and that's fair.
Well, I'm not going to sit and read words. That'll be a waste of my time, a waste of yours. So what should this guy do?
As long as you can not do anything inappropriate, because having small fantasies in your head are obviously not inappropriate. As long as you can not push it too far, there's nothing you need to tell your girlfriend right now.
Right.
And when you get back, maybe you even use some of that, some of the blood that's rushing around in your body to inject it into your relationship. Like, you know what? I want to reconnect with you. Let's listen to some tunes. Let's go to the park.
Or you can just fuck your girlfriend and think about this new girl.
Yeah, that's another option.
Yeah, that way you can come.
Yeah, or if you feel like you'll never get this girl out of your head and you want to break up with your girlfriend, then you should break up with your girlfriend and explore new stuff, because that's allowed too.
Yeah, and then when you get bored of this new girl, you can always go back to your girlfriend, who should probably be waiting for you, because you guys are probably...
she'll never take you back, but you know what? You could just go from new thing to new thing to new thing. There will be always, always, always something new, and you will be lonely forever. Oh. You'll always be excited.
You won't have a family, but at the very least, you'll have a new girl every 5 to 7 months. It's kind of like how we're dealing with living. We just Airbnb hop.
Yep.
We need an Airbnb, but for chicks.
Wow, that's so sexist.
A 6-month sublet.
Jesus Christ.
This is me on a first date. So
she's already in the bathroom crawling out the window.
Why does she have to escape? I would have let her leave at the front door. This is only a bar.
She wanted you to wait for her.
All right. That's it. Thank you for listening today and always.
Yes. Gracias, indeed.
And thank you. And thank you for all the... if you reached out to us about our web series ending, we appreciate that as well.
We do appreciate that.
We'll be back on Monday with more questions and answers. If you have your own questions for yourself, send it to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Every episode of this podcast starts and ends with a new original theme song. Can you believe that? A new original theme song? The first one was written by, you know, Jamulja, and this last one was written by Cameron. We appreciate the thumbnails that we're getting for our Facebook page. Every time we post about the podcast, it's good to use a new cool photo, and you guys are so talented. So keep sending those over as well. We'll be back on Monday with a special guest. Let's not give too much away, but let's just say he's global. See you soon.
If I were you and you were me, we'd live in perfect harmony. I'd be so nice to you, 'cause you are me. If I were you and you were me, we'd be together and seize the cheese and listen to the podcast show right now.